This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. We're looking at new trends in medicine today, and here's something that could bring about a fundamental shift. In the beginning of this year, President Obama announced his Precision Medicine Initiative during the State of the Union address. For this initiative, 1 million patients nationwide will be followed for at least a decade. Researchers will map their DNA, their health conditions, environments, and lifestyle to better understand specific diseases and how treatments could be precisely targeted to the individual. But questions remain about who will benefit and who may be left out. People of color have often been underrepresented in clinical studies, and one leader of the Precision Medicine Initiative has made it his mission to include everyone. This may be especially important for specific diseases. From San Francisco, Ali Butner reports.
A smile flashes on 8-year-old Danaya Smith's round face. She's soft-spoken but alert and loves to read anything she can get her eyes on. Here, it's posters on the wall of San Francisco General Hospital's pediatric asthma clinic. Smith has had asthma for as long as she can remember, and several weeks ago, just after a big birthday party, complete with ponies and a bouncy house, she was hospitalized with an acute attack. I ask her what that's like.
It's scary. And it's hard.
What's hard about it?
That you have to stay in the hospital for long and take lots of medicines.
Now she's here for a follow-up with nurse practitioner and clinic director Kimberly Honda.
I'm going to listen to you breathe, okay? So with your mouth open, I want you to take big breaths in and out.
Smith is considered a high-risk patient here because she has a history of severe asthma attacks. But she's also at greater risk simply because she's Black. African Americans are 34% more likely than Caucasians to have asthma, and 3 times more likely to die from it.
Asthma rates differ dramatically by race and ethnicity.
Esteban Burchard, a doctor and researcher at the University of California, San Francisco, found that a gene associated with asthma severity was almost twice as common in Blacks as whites. And that might not be all. He says his lab has shown that people of different races respond differently to the commonly used asthma medication albuterol.
Based on that fact alone, it suggests to us that there are wide swaths of the population that are using a medication that largely does not work for them.
But the problem, he says, is that most medical studies have historically excluded people of color.
Research has focused in on populations that are easy to recruit. And those tend to be white patients. They tend to be the most affluent. They tend to have the most access, and they mirror the characteristics of the people doing the research.
Burchard isn't the first to recognize this problem. In 1993, Congress passed a law that mandated the National Institutes of Health to include women and minorities in all clinical research. But Burchard, suspecting the NIH had largely failed in this effort, co-authored a report looking at respiratory health studies for the 2 decades since that law was passed. He found that the numbers got better for the inclusion of women, but not for people of color. Fewer than 5% of the studies included patients from racial or ethnic minority groups.
And yes, that's a social travesty, but it's also a missed scientific opportunity.
Because just as some diseases operate differently in men and women, he says, they can operate differently based on race or ethnicity. Burchard wants to change the demographics of future studies to learn more about these differences. And he just might be able to. He's one of 15 people on President Obama's advisory team for precision medicine, a $215 million initiative the White House announced earlier this year.
What if figuring out the right dose of medicine was as simple as taking our temperature? And that's the promise of precision medicine, delivering the right treatments at the right time, every time, to the right person.
Precision medicine is a relatively new field that uses combined advances in genomics, medical technology, and big data to help target treatments based on a patient's type of disease, lifestyle, environment, and DNA. To get to that future the president talked about, though, his initiative needs to recruit at least 1 million people nationwide who are willing to share their health data with researchers for over a decade. How that 1 million-person cohort is going to look, says Burchard, is unclear. It will be overseen by the NIH, which Burchard says could bring up challenges from the past when it comes to including diversity.
But for precision medicine, we are trying to right the ship.
That's important for the future of racial equality in asthma treatment. Sally Wenzel, director of the University of Pittsburgh's Asthma Institute, says we already understand that African Americans and possibly Puerto Ricans are more likely to have a type of asthma that develops at a very early age and causes severe allergic reactions. But unlike Burchard, she's not sure yet whether race and ethnicity determine a person's response to albuterol.
I think we're a little too early to make those types of statements. We just need to understand the underlying molecular biology, whatever your racial ethnic background is.
She agrees with Burchard that clinical studies need to include more diversity, and her own research reflects it. Even though African Americans make up roughly 15% of the U.S. population,
we're actually at 30 to 40% of the cohort being African American because we feel that there is an enhanced need to study African Americans in relationship to severe asthma.
There are still big challenges to recruiting racial and ethnic minorities into clinical research. Kimberly Honda says her patients, who are mostly non-white, already juggle a lot in their daily lives. So when it comes to convincing them to participate in a study,
how does that actually make sense to a family who has spent 3 hours traveling to get to this clinic and has food insecurity issues and doesn't really know how to navigate from one clinic appointment to the next and has multiple children at home with asthma and are getting medications confused and parent doesn't really have time to give the medications? How does that really become a priority for them?
But for some, it has. Back in the clinic room, Danaya Smith's mother, Verna Stitt, tells me she's just enrolled her daughter into a study at UCSF designed specifically to improve asthma treatments for African Americans.
And if they can help her not have all of these attacks and, you know, anything to try to help her get, you know, that's scary to me, so. And she's already taking the same medicine. So it's just like, why not try to help someone else, you know?
And that's the idea. If Burchard's precision medicine team can consistently reach families like this over the next few years, they may be building a long overdue bridge between the medical research establishment and the people who need it most.
Kite, bike, boat.
For The Pulse, I'm Ali Budner.